So I've gotten in this habit of, instead of constantly and always trying to play with our dog Gus, I will just sit and I'll watch him and I will observe what I'm seeing. And I think it's the greatest thing ever. And honestly, I kind of have actually more fun just watching him than I do interacting with him and playing tug of war with him or playing fetch or whatever other game that we're going to play. Here's why, though. It sounds kind of weird, but it's, you learn so much more watching and observing than you do interacting with the dog. Because if you just sit and you watch him as he tries to figure things out, and as he tries to do something one way, but then you kind of you notice the light bulb go off, and he goes, oh, well, I can't go in from the top. I have to go in from the side. So then he starts going in on the side, and then he figures things out. Or he's so curious about something that he starts moving it with his nose, and then his entire head, and then he scratches at it with his paw trying to move it. Like, seeing him trying to figure things out is the greatest thing ever. Because you can literally see, as you're watching him, the cogs in his brain move. And putting two and two together. Like, oh, this is how it works. Oh, I need to do it this way, not that way. And it's the greatest thing ever. And then you can watch his entire face, his entire body, and his entire demeanor, like, either light up with excitement and light up with just positive energy and being happy, or you can see his face and his body and his energy go the opposite way, and it's not good, and he doesn't like it, and he's like, ugh, no, I don't like that, and then he goes away. Like, you can literally see him and enjoy things or not enjoy things, or what motivates him, or what gets him going and interested, and what he's just like, eh, whatever. I mean, I know it's there. I know what I'm supposed to do. I know what it does, but I have no interest in that thing whatsoever. And he walks away. And it's the greatest thing ever. And I think because you learn all that information, for me, I enjoy observing a lot more than I do playing with him. I mean, I love playing with him. I love playing fetch. I love playing tug of war. I love wrestling with him on the floor. I love just interacting with him one-on-one and face-to-face and hands-on and playing with him. But Gus, I mean, you can just see how he develops as like a quote-unquote person, as a dog, as a being. You can watch as he develops all of these skills and all of this knowledge and all this interest and all this, just how life works in general and how he as a dog fits into our human world of me and my wife Jenna. And if he does something that we praise him on, he's like, oh, cool, I'm gonna keep doing that. And then if he does things that we don't like, me and Jenna will yell at him, and then he'll figure out, oh, maybe I shouldn't do that. And then you can see when he's trying to test the boundaries of, I know I shouldn't do this, but I'm going to anyway, just to see how far I can take this before Jenna or I freak out on him and yell at him and tell him no. And you can see all this just by watching and observing. And I think as humans, to a dog, it's a wonderful thing. But now just imagine if I do this or you do this to other humans, to other people. Go to a coffee shop, go to a park, go to the grocery store, and just people watch. I mean, don't do it creepily, but, you know, when you're standing in line at the grocery store waiting to pay for your food, and you gotta wait for the person in front of you with 15 carts of food lined up, just stand in line and people watch, you know, just casually do it. Go to a park, sit on a bench. Watch people as they walk around the park, as they run, as they play with their dogs around the park, as they play at the park. Next time you're at a coffee shop, you know, get your coffee and then sit down and just observe. People watch as people order their coffee, as people sit down at the table and use their laptop and the Wi-Fi at the coffee shop. Just watch people. I think it's the greatest thing ever. I personally have started doing this with Gus, with Jenna, with people at work. When I go to the grocery store, when I go to the coffee shop across the street from work, when I go to the gas station and I'm pumping gas and I'm watching other people pump their gas, I have learned so much in 5 minutes of observing Gus or observing Jenna or observing people around me than I ever will and ever have talking to the most interesting, the most intelligent, the most awesome people for hours. I mean, you can talk to someone at the bar who you think has the greatest stories, has the greatest mind, has the greatest whatever for a couple hours and have a couple drinks. But I personally don't feel like you're going to get as much out of that conversation using words as if you just kind of silently sit back, kick your feet up, and observe other things around you. Because I think a lot of times people, dogs, animals, whatever, you learn mannerisms. You learn what motivates them. You learn what gets them up in the morning. And you learn what they don't care about. And you learn about what happens in the morning. They're just like, I'm going back to bed. Versus things that are like, dude, I got to get up. I got to go do this. And they jolt out of bed. I think you learn a whole lot more watching non-verbal things and having no word conversations. I think then you learn anything else. Like right now, I mean, this is 7 minutes into it, and I'm telling you all this stuff, but listening to this for 7 minutes can educate you a lot about the basic idea of observing other people. But now, go out next time you're out somewhere and observe and people watch. I think next time that you're at the store and you're in line waiting to pay for your things at the Target, Walmart, grocery store, whatever, you'll learn more in those 30 seconds in line than you will in this 7.5 minute now audio piece. Just observe. Just take it all in. You learn a whole lot. I've learned a whole lot, that's for sure. And it's actually improved my interaction with Gus now. An interaction with my wife, an interaction with people at work, because now I can kind of use those nonverbal cues and use that observations that I've made about these people and about Gus to better tailor how I approach them and how I approach the conversation and how I approach playtime with Gus and giving Gus food and treats and bones and approaching subjects at work with people, approaching house subjects with Jenna at home. You can use that to your advantage and tailor a very positive and very well-rounded conversation with other people when it's time to actually use these words. So I highly suggest, next time you're out, you got your own dog, you got your own cat, you're at work, you're at the store, you're at the gas station, wherever it is that you are, just people watch. Again, don't do it creepily. That's weird and, you know, you'll turn into a weird blue dot if you do it too weird. But just nonchalantly, just kind of aloofly, sit back and people watch and observe. You'll learn so much.